I'm Steve Miller reporting. Israel's police chiefs responded Tuesday to recommendations that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu should be indicted on bribery and breach of trust charges on two corruption cases.
We don't want to be not on the left side, on the right side. We want to be at the law side. And if we want to keep ourselves professionals, that is the only way to behave.
On Tuesday, police named two close associates of Netanyahu who have been arrested for their suspected role in wide-ranging corruption probes that has cast a further pall of suspicion over the longtime Israeli leader. The White House is signaling it is open to expanded background checks on potential gun buyers. Bill Gallo reports.
President Donald Trump is an outspoken supporter of gun rights. But after last week's shooting, White House officials say he supports a bipartisan plan to strengthen background checks. Public pressure on the White House to act may continue to build. Trump is set to hold a listening session with students later this week. And survivors of last week's massacre say they'll hold protests in Washington and other major U.S. cities next month. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the shelling in eastern Ghouta was the deadliest day in 3 years, leaving at least 98 people dead. The observatory said 20 children and 15 women were among those killed. The targeted suburbs have been subjected to weeks-long bombardment that has killed and wounded hundreds of individuals. This is VOA News. Just weeks after he was pardoned from a 25-year prison sentence, former Peruvian President Alberto